What do Pinchas, Yitzchak Avinu, Adam Rishon, the Chet Itzadas, and Limud Torah Lishma, and ethics for Torah scholars have to do with one another? Now, offhand, all these topics seem to be pretty unrelated. But the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, Chel Gimel Dafresh Lamed Vav, Amud Beis and onward in the Maimer Vayar Pinchas V'Yikach Rimech B'Yadoi, sees an association between these topics. And then the Rebbe, Lekut Sichas Chelek Beis, takes the assertion or takes the connection between these various topics further. Zohar tells us there on Daf Reish Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Tochazi, come and see. Pinchas, Ka'im Kame Dina Takifa, the Yitzchak. Pinchas stood against the strong judgment of Yitzchak, the Sosim Pirza, and he closed the gap. The gap being the Magefa, the gap being the plague that was going on as a result of the Jewish people's licentious morality along with the women of Midian. And as a result of Pinchas stopping the Dinim Koshim, stopping the strict judgments which flow from the divine energy of Yitzchak, so for that reason, begin kach ishlam gabe Pinchas raza di Yitzchak. Pinchas merited to be perfected in the mystery of Yitzchak. And the Zohar continues, kam kame pirza. Pinchas stood up against the breach. Dechsiv, as scripture tells us, vayamid Pinchas vayfalel. Pinchas stood up and executed judgment. Kam pirza kame din di Yitzchak. Begin lagona alayu di Yisrael. So Pinchas stood up against the breach in which was manifesting the strict judgment of Yitzchak, and he did so, Pinchas did so in order to defend the Jewish people. As a result, Pinchas got the same calculation as Yitzchak, meaning to say that Yitzchak is Begematria 208, and Pinchas as well, if you take the numerical value of Pinchas, adding a yud, then Pinchas also comes out the number 208. So we see as a result of executing this judgment, Pinchas gets to share some association with Yitzchak. The Zohar continues, skipping a few lines. We know that in many places Chazal tell us Pinchas is Eliyo, Pinchas is identified with Eliyahu Navi. So the Zohar tells us a new one. Pinchas da Yitzchak. Pinchas is Yitzchak. Pinchas is identified with Yitzchak. Pinchas manifested the spirit of Yitzchak. The Kam Pinchas. V'da'indina, Pinchas stood up and executed judgment. U'mislabesh b'gevura takifa di'ihu smala, and he enclosed himself in the strong judgments, which is the left. U'vigin kach zacha li'amina, and as a result, Pinchas merited to achieve integration. He merited to achieve the right side as well. Hashem says, Heshiv es chamasi, that Pinchas took back, Pinchas pushed aside my anger, my judgment. And what's the manifestation of that anger? So Zohar tells us, my heshiv is chamasi. What does it mean that Pinchas turned back my judgment or my anger? It means that he turned back these three spiritual, metaphysical manifestations, these three energies, which are known as the Gimel, Memunim, the Gehenim, the three ministers of what we colloquially called hell, or Gehenim in Hebrew, which are known as Mashchis, destroyer, Af, anger, Vechema, and fury. Why did Pinchas take this preemptive action in order to turn back the three agents of hell? Begin the Chama HaOchema, because Pinchas saw a certain vision. David Poshit V'Ismashich B'Sitra D'Yitzchak. He saw a vision of anger, which was coming out of the side of Yitzchak. Meaning, Pinchas had a very deep understanding of spiritual energies, and he was able to see spiritual energies as they were manifesting, even if others could not necessarily see or experience his energies. Ma'ovid, so what did he do as a result of seeing these energies? Islabish iubi Yitzchak. He garbed himself, he enclosed himself, he caused himself to manifest Yitzchak, he caused himself to manifest the side of anger and fury. The Achid Bahahu Chema. And he became one with that anger. He became one with that fury. Kiman the Achid Bechavre. It's sort of like somebody will grab another person, they'll embrace another person, like one might do in martial arts, and then cast them aside. So in a similar fashion, Pinchas spiritually grabbed this anger, he manifested the anger, and thereby, by coming into close contact with the anger, with the fury, with the spiritual energy, by manifesting the spiritual energy, he was then able to control it and cast it aside. Ukedain, then once Pinchas began to manifest this energy of Yitzchak, Don Dina, he judged judgment, he decided what was appropriate to do, the Avedina, and then he executed judgment. Don Dina, he judged the judgment, he decided what to do, the Kol Bayla Ram is Kanon Poygen Boy. The Gemara section tells us that anybody who engages in immoral relations with a non-Jewish woman can be neutralized by Jewish zealots, the Ovid Dina. And then Pinchas executed judgment. The scripture tells us, by Yidkar Eshneim, and he pierced them both with his spear. Valdoksiv Hacha, and as a result, it says here, as in Parshas Pinchas, Heshev is Chamasi, Pinchas returned, pushed back my wrath. Uksiv Hasam, Heshev Achar Yeminoi, Mipnei Oyev. So in Eicha, we learn that Hashem pushed aside his right hand in the face of the enemy. Now in Kabbalah, the right symbolizes chesed, symbolizes kindness and love. Meaning to say that Hashem pushed away his kindness and love in the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But the Zohar is drawing an association between Heshev and Heshev. Heshev means, the word Heshev, returning, means to cast aside, to draw back, to not manifest. So just as in Eicha, Hashem is not manifesting his kindness, so too in Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas is causing it to be the case that Hashem does not manifest his anger. V'kulahu me'al b'nei Yisrael, and all this anger was being pushed back from upon the Jewish people. Tad v'kad cham ha'hu chema, that when Pinchas saw that anger, saw that vision, Chamalei v'havin nochis areshein d'Yisrael. He saw a vision of that which was descending on the Jewish people. Hazor asks, "My Chama, what did Pinchas see? Chama mem, he saw the letter mem, osda v'havitas birakia. This letter which was floating in the heavens. V'dohu simna d'malach hamavis. This is the sign of the angel of death. D'baya and the Malach HaMavis gets constructed in conjunction with the letter Vav and the letter Tav. Meaning to say that Pinchas saw the Malach HaMavis, Pinchas saw the angel of death beginning to emerge. Ma'avit Pinchas, so what did Pinchas do? The Havim Mislabish be Yitzchak, as he was manifesting, as he was channeling Yitzchak Avinu. Kedain Notil hahu os mem, he took that letter mem, v'chotifle, and he grabbed it, v'chaverle bahadei, and he manifested it. He joined it to himself. Cave in the chama, malach hamavis, the Pinchas chotifle, lahau mem bahadei. Once the malach hamavis saw that Pinchas stole, Pinchas took away the malach hamavis' energy, that he took away the malach hamavis' power, Miyad tov la'chayra. The Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, immediately turned back. So my time, the Zohar asks, what was the process by which Pinchas turns back the angel of death? So the Zohar continues, begin the kadkoni b'libi de Pinchas, when this fury, when this zealotry began to burn Pinchas' heart, islabesh b'Yitzchak. He began to channel Yitzchak. And then Pinchas began to manifest the numerical value of 208. As we said before, that Yitzchak has a numerical value of 208, and Pinchas with the Yud also has the value of 208, as opposed to 198, which Pinchas would have without the letter Yud added to his name. So Pinchas with the added Yud comes out 208, and then that is the same number as Yitzchak, and he's manifesting and channeling Yitzchak. Cave in the Chomalos meant Tosperikia. So when Pinchas saw the letterman floating in the air, Chotafli, he grabbed it, V'chavarli ba'day, V'savid miyad rimach. He grabbed the mem, meaning he took the mem's energy, he channeled the mem's energy, and that constructs the energy, that constructs the numerical value of 248, which is also the numerical value of rimach, of a spear. This explains what the pasuk means when it says, "Vayikach rimach biyaday," and Pinchas took a spear in his hand. Meaning, he took 248 in his hand. He manifested the power of 248, and thereby arrested the work of the angel of death. The Zohar elaborates: Begin the ismem have a simna kadma l'adam rishon l'mivni maves al ilah. Begin the asda who toss al reshid adam b'shayt v'chsiv atikach mipiryoi mem piryoi. The Zohar tells us that the letter mem was a primordial symbol for adam rishon, and the mem was there from the beginning of creation to construct death, given that this letter mem was floating above adam rishon. The letter mem was ready to construct death. And when the pasuk tells us "Vatikach mi piryoi," Adam took the tree of the Eitz Hadas, the Zohar analyzes mi piryoi as mem piryoi, from its fruit. But the mem is associated with the fruit of the tree of knowledge. V'hav mechaka vav tof, and then the vav and the tof were lying in wait. B'zimn d'chsev, when the Torah says "Vatoichal," that Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, "Vatitein," and she gave, Vatipakachna in Ishneim, both their eyes were opened. If you look at those words, Vatoicha Vatitna and Vatipakachna, the Vav Taf of Vatoichal is a Vav Taf, which fits nicely with Mem to spell Mavis, to spell death. Vatitin, Chava giving the fruit to Adam Rishon, also is Vav Taf, which comes together with the Mem to construct the word Mavis, death. And finally, Vatipakachna, their eyes were opened, also is above Tav, coming together to construct the word Mavis, death. Kidain ispini Mavis al alma. And that's how death was constructed for the world. So now, fasting forward several thousand years in history, Pinchas havachomi lehashtra hau os mem tois al reshein Yisrael. Pinchas sees the letter mem floating over the heads of Jewish people. Vehoich chamale, how did Pinchas have this vision? Choma diyukna de mem psucha malya dama. Pinchas had a vision of an open letter mem, as in you have the mem which are at the beginning or the middle of a letter, which is open, and then a mem which is at the end of a word, which is closed. So he sees the open letter mem, and he sees it malya dama, full of blood. Cave in the chamale, when Pinchas saw this mem, when he had this vision, that is certainly the sign that the angel of death is coming to manifest. Miyad chotafle, immediately he grabbed the letter mem. Ad gralo shmo mefarish, and he uttered one of the explicit divine names. Binochas le'os legabe, and that letter, the letter mem, landed by Pinchas. Umad havavish reishches, it's story for Mach. And given that Pinchas was now manifesting the energy of 208, the gematria of Yitzhak, the gematria of Pinchas of the Yod, the reishches joined with the mem to come to a total of 248. Kedain, at that point, v'yikach reimech b'yadeh, Pinchas takes a spear in his hand, v'al doksiv me'al b'nei Yisrael, from upon the Jewish people, b'kanoi es kinasi, when Pinchas executed my zealotry, the koni l'shma kadisha, that Pinchas was zealous for the holy name, the havu mechabrin le b'rashu achara. Meaning that Pinchas was zealous for Hashem's honor, because the Jewish people were dragging Hashem, were dragging their ability to manifest Hashem into idolatrous practice. So that's the relevant Zohar for our purposes to understand the Sicha, and now let's explore the Sicha inside on page 610, look at the Sicha's Chelik Beis. The Rebbe tells us in Zohar Parshas Pinchas, in the Zohar Parshas Pinchas, state, as Pinchas gezen, the mem besuach shot ba'avir. Pinchas saw an open mem floating in the air. Hotei marigat is the mem besuach zon neschaber verin mit oisius vav and tof. Pinchas was afraid that the letter Mem would connect to the letters Vav and Tav, which are associated with the words in the narrative of the Chetz Itzadas of Vatoichal. Chava ate from the tree of knowledge. Vatitein, she gave to Adam. Vatipakachna, and their eyes were open. Now, in each case, Vatoichal, Vatitein, and Vatipakachna all begin with Vav Taf. And the Zohar analyzes, the Zohar learns, that Vav Taf joins with the Mem of the word Mi Pir Yo from its fruit to construct the Hebrew letter, or the Hebrew word rather, Mavis, of death, and thereby death manifests. Was von der Fon is a race gekommen, der Indian von Hepechachayim, we call it Stadi. And as a result of this construction of the Mem with the Vav and Taf, that caused the idea of, as the Rebbe puts it in his inimitable positive language, the opposite of life in all aspects. The Pharaoh Pinchas bowed to Zich genomen de Mem. So the moment Pinchas saw the letter Mem beginning to manifest, he saw the Mem, a bloody Mem, beginning to float, he had this spiritual vision. So what did he do? He took the Mem for himself. He grabbed the Mem's energy. And what did he do with the Mem? He constructed Reimach, he constructed the numerical value of 248, which also means spear in Hebrew. So he constructs that, and how does he do that? And thus is Vishtait, that is consistent with that which it says, Yitzchak is Gematria Reish Ches. Yitzchak has a numerical value of 208. Humatzef Mem is this Reimach. And if you add a Mem, which is the numerical value of 40, to 208, you get 248, which has the numerical value of the word Reimach, spear. And that's the inner meaning of Pinchas taking the spear in his hand. And of course, Pinchas also took a literal spear, but the Zohar tells us that Pinchas was symbolically manifesting Yitzchak, and he was also taking the power of the Mem, so that the Mem could not join with the Vav and Tav, which is often associated with transgression and sexual immorality. And by Pinchas constructing this Reimach, this energy of 248, and then physically manifesting that in the physical sphere, he was able to forestall a greater plague from attacking and destroying the Jewish people. With that spear, with that 248, had Pinchas upgehalten die Magefa. Pinchas held back the plague that was attacking the Jewish people. Und die Chavta al Elf, sein gestorben in der Magefa, sein sie gewinn miyal die Erev Rav. And Chazal tell us that the 24,000 people who died in the plague were not naturally born Jews, rather they were members of the mixed multitude who ascended with the Jewish people from the land of Egypt. The Gemara zogt in Masech HaShabbos. The Gemara tells us in Masech HaShabbos the Kuf Dal Dam Aleph, Mem Pasuach Maimir Pasuach. When you have a Mem Pasuach, an open Mem, that refers to in open teaching. Mem Sosum Maimir Sosum. But if you have a closed Mem, that refers to a sealed teaching. Taichin Mefarshim as Maimir Pasuach Min Gal Yidat Torah. When my Mesosim make Nistu the Torah, the Rebbe tells us that there are some commentaries who explain that what's the cryptic meaning of the Gemara and Shabbos telling us that there's a Mem Pesuach, a Maimer Pesuach, and a Maimer Sosum, an open teaching and a sealed teaching. The open teaching refers to the revealed dimensions of Torah, such as Halacha, or the more straightforwardly understandable dimensions of Torah, whereas the Mem Sosum, sealed Mem, refers to the esoteric dimensions of Torah. Therefore, state lemay b'hamisra with the Mem Sosum. That's why the Navi Yeshaya in Perek Tes, when he's describing the future to come, he uses the very strange formulation of lemay b'hamisra. There will be great authority of Mashiach in the Messianic era. So he spells the word marbe with a closed Mem, even though the Mem is only the second letter in the world, in the word. So why does he do this? So the Rebbe explains, weil der Pasuk redt sich wegen l'asid. This Pasuk is referring to the Messianic era. It's referring to the future to come. And for that reason, Yeshaya wrote the Mem as a mem sasum, as a closed mem, even though it's in the middle of the word. And what will be the case in the Messianic era? Vazdan vet menherin oich in nigla, that in the future to come, the Messianic era will also be able to perceive in the revealed dimensions of Torah, the pnimius shabbat, the interiority therein, will be able to decode the symbolic meaning of the seemingly mundane teachings of the revealed dimensions of the Torah of the halacha. Therefore, is oif an art for the mem besurach. Therefore, in a place where ordinarily you'd find an open mem, meaning in the middle of a word, shteidart ngufa a mem besurach, a mem sasim rather. That's why specifically there is a mem sasim, to show that there will be this reversal, that there will be this evolution of the Messianic era, that which had previously been revealed and the concealed image was concealed will manifest the concealed, as in the mundane will manifest the transcendent. That even in the revealed dimensions of the Torah, we'll be able to see the interiority that is therein. Is neat cooking the was thus is the doch Hamas your ten shock of the Sparrow home and the Vetera in Macabutuma. Was thus is doch the Pierce Apostle Kalikli Dreco H. Maish in Macabutuma, Kach the Vetera, Ich Galai the Tuya in Macabutuma. For this thing is the man just areas ear limit, Eble Mudda is like the boy can dochs im Shatta. Oh. So it says as follows. Although it's the case that Galai the Torah, that the revealed dimensions of Torah, are part of the category of that which it says that divrei Torah in makabim toma, that the words of Torah cannot become impure, and there are some halachic ramifications to that teaching of Chazal in Brachos of Beis Med Aleph. And furthermore, the pasuk says haloi koi dvori ko esh no Hashem, is not my word like fire. Says Hashem, the Gemara darshins, the Gemara learns that just as fire is not makabim toma, so too Torah is not makabal toma. But although that's the case, nonetheless, that's true of the Torah itself. But when the Torah, when a person communes with the Torah, when the Torah becomes one with a person, Torah can be the agent, or the study of Torah can be the agent which destroys a person. The Torah alein shat takenit. It happens to be, the Rebbe says, the Torah itself does not destroy a person. The Torah no kam toma. The words of Torah do not become impure. Thus is Aber the Torah alein. But that's true of the Torah in its pristine, pure state. Mashein kindem basalantis, but even from the loizach al shemol lekaimon ukemayim rezal. But that's not true of somebody who studies Torah in the wrong fashion. Meaning the Torah itself may be pure, but if somebody learns Torah with impure motives and doesn't study Torah with the intention of fulfilling the Torah and with the intention of studying for the sake of Torah as opposed to some ulterior motive, then ultimately Torah becomes what's called a sam hamavas. It becomes a poison for a person as opposed to sam hachaim, as opposed to the elixir of life. So that means that as students of Torah, we need to be concerned, we need to be careful that the mem pasuach, that the open mem, which is always floating above our heads, it's always there, it's always present, that it not combine with the vav and tav, and it not become death for us. And particularly when we study Torah, we're communing with the mem, we're communing with the maimar, with the teachings of Torah. So the mem could easily become maves, the mem could easily become death, as opposed to Rimach, as opposed to becoming a spear, as opposed to becoming something which can be powerful and affect positive change in the world. Bishas as their mem is shot ba'avir. At the time when the mem is floating in the air, it's not yet connected to any manifestation in reality. Torah as it is in its pristine state doesn't impact the world. It's not makabel toma, but it needs to connect to a person in order to change the world. It needs to connect to humans in order to change the world. V'zas made him shachar omayel lemata. Tumnas isvav is a pasuk was gate from even there up. When V'yes is mevur b'sefer Kabbalah nechsedes is made to masay kit munase ham shachar omayel lemata. V'yes kumet erup in istav. Wasn't tov in the Gemara zog zayin feran tzvein yonim aleph tchia beis the half of them. Is b'shas the teiru mechuber mit tov. Is as ilano the teiru v'yizak b'zayir nasi. Basically, it summarizes, the Rebbe is telling us that Torah in itself, the mem, is inert. But the mem, when it connects to a person, gets connected to a vav. A person's body looks a lot like a vav. It's this stick-like figure. And the vav, Kabbalistically, symbolizes manifestation. You have the little yud, little dot at the top of the vav. But then there's a line which comes down from that little yod and goes to the floor of the horizontal line of a text of cloth. So the vav symbolizes manifesting from above to below. Now tav is the last letter in the aleph beis, symbolizing a sense of finality. And the Rebbe says that this sense of finality could either be manifested in the finality of death or in the finality of transcending nature and creating life. Klargirat, stating that point a little bit more clearly, mitzadim inyan shenridus nesham baguf neshab hamis, from the perspective of the descent of the nesham into the body and into the animal soul, vidar hashpatzit gizot, like the great chassid of Shmuel Batzal Sheftel used to say, chokhmi lo in a top mit zudik eflesh veiner. The human is like a manifestation of Hashem's divine wisdom in a pot of filthy flesh and bones. Is mitzad matzav yechumri v'ster nefesh b'hamitz v'yitzariah is akhtem b'tan yisei v'der echeretz nvelt kodm l'otayah. That given the reality that we're in, that the nefesh b'hamitz manifests before the godly soul manifests, and we learn that derech eretz, the way of the world, precedes Torah, is b'shas min geit. So, in dematziv, when one approaches Torah from such a perspective, from such a state, meaning you're coming from a place of sin, coming from a place of corporeality, if one comes to Torah in dematziv, in velcher gefinzich, in the state they're in, oner edel zich nit ois, and the person doesn't work on refining themselves, loy zocha, so the pshat in the Gemara which says, loy zocha, if a person is not meritorious, the Torah becomes a sound of love, the Torah becomes an elixir of death, a deathly potion. Pshat in the Gemara is that it's a matter of almost luck. If you're lucky, then Torah will be great, and if you're not, the Torah will destroy you. But the Rebbe learns Zacha from the term Zach, which means pure. If a person is Le Zacha, it is Zich Nit Mezachich, to limit the Torah. A person doesn't purify themselves, study the Torah. Demolt is nicely hefech from samachayim b'loshen zal. Then the Torah becomes the opposite of an elixir of life, to use Chazal's terminology. Under seder them is fear alts is vater. Men cooked in an ord was mendarfnit. When a shrite a cook is doch garnished with rat im venit shatim. So now the Rebbe explores what's the evolution, what are the stages, what's the path which leads somebody from a place of Torah scholarship to ultimately it becoming a place of death. So the Rebbe looks back at the narrative of the Chet Sadas for some ideas. So the first step is in the Chet Sadas, we learn that Chava was Vatira. She saw the Eitz Hadas. The Rebbe says that a person looks in places that they're not meant to look. And the person says to themselves, for some reasons, I'm only looking, I'm not doing anything. And surely looking, really looking at something that I'm not meant to look at, is not going to injure me, is not going to destroy me, because after all, I am such a Torah scholar, I'm such a great person. Abegleich, but immediately kum vatikech vatecha, comes the person going ahead and not only looking at the forbidden thing, or the problematic thing, or the thing which will not be good for them, but taking the problematic thing and partaking of the problematic thing. Meaning that as a result of their looking where they're not supposed to, they end up transgressing. Men macht sich kale. Dan is vati. So yes, then the person destroys themselves. But what happens after they destroy themselves? Dan is vatitin, macht kale uchten zweitin. They destroy others as well. Bees as vatipa kachna. Men chab zich as di is the einzige mitzvah. Was man gehad, hot men di, ein mitzvah, uich varlorin. Or men is geblib in a room with unmitzvahs. And then ultimately, at the end of this journey, at the end of the person engaging in transgression, their eyes are opened and they see that they're naked following the Chetz Hadas. Question is, what does this mean? That a person sees that they're naked, their eyes are open. What does that mean symbolically? So the Rebbe tells us that they see that they are naked of mitzvahs. A person looks back at their life and they realize the opportunities that they had, they were able to do. And now they see that they are naked of manifesting those opportunities. They've not manifested those opportunities because they gave in to weakness, they gave in to sin. Whatever excuse you might give for that. Feel from the Targum Mitzvahs, a lot of the 613 mitzvahs the Rebbe tells us, Zayin Farbundim mit Yon Veis HaMikdash, are connected to things associated with the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvahs merkenen zay, oich yetz, mekayim zayin, zayin zay amiyut. Those mitzvahs which we can fulfill nowadays are really a minority. In the mitzvahs, so as a result, in the few mitzvahs that we have left, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and that we don't have many of the mitzvahs which are related to Eretz Yisrael, so in those few mitzvahs which we have left, we should be Zar Tvei, we should be particularly scrupulous. Nitzu far liren zeh chas v'shalom, not to abandon them, not to lose them, God forbid. Is oimin v'yils zolnit zayin, if we don't want to be in a state of being naked, meaning that we're lacking mitzvahs, is veinik men zol zich anhoibin hitin beloiz from them vatitin, or from them vatechem, the mentornit zu lozen them vatir. In order to make sure that a person doesn't fall, a person shouldn't start by destroying themselves and making sure not to destroy others. And furthermore, they shouldn't start by not partaking in forbidden things. They shouldn't even enter a place of temptation. They shouldn't even look at that which may ultimately lead them to engage in problematic behavior. While they're vatera, because the seeing, allowing oneself to open up their eyes to negativity, to temptation, to lust, is the erter tshirat evgein chas shalom al tzendriker. It's the first step to going much lower. I think it there. Isn't it the case, one might argue? Ich bin doch a lamdin. I'm a great Torah scholar. Ich hab doch gelernt asach Torah. Didn't I study a lot of Torah? Is wie bald as koichi ve'oitzim yodi. Also the asachai lezeh. Given that my efforts have allowed me to study so much Torah and have allowed me to become so wise. Megich oich kukin v'unich vil. When mir vet es nit shot shatin. As a result of all my efforts and all my investment, certainly I should be allowed to look wherever I would like, and certainly that will not destroy me. Zakmanim, as Admirishan's given Yitzir Kapshal Kodesh Baruch Hu. The response such person is, Admirishan was created proverbially by Hashem's hands. Unchav is given Mitzalus of Shal Admirishan. And Chava was by extension created by God's hands, as she was a side of Admirishan. As the Medrash tells us, that Adam and Chava were created du partzufim, they're created as one composite entity, and then Chava was separated from Adam, but meaning both were created by Hashem's hand. Unfundest vegan, and despite the fact that they were so spiritually refined and so spiritual lofty, b'chas given their vatira is thus gegangen weiter and weiter. The moment Chava and Adam saw the object of their lust, and they gave in to looking at the objects of their lust, that caused them to fall much farther. The vega if oisetin zich from the mirasha, but there is soifel tzadik umavakish lamisoi. The way to guard oneself from the wicked man, to guard oneself from the inner evil or from the evil presence, which is looking for the righteous man, looking for the inner righteous self, and seeking to kill him, seeking to destroy us. The veg of oisetin zich from mitzvah, but your halt in ein zuchen etzes as zolzayin the tibachachna arumim him is to arum them in the mem suchan nigla the teira mit yitzchakin v'yerzakten zayer as madrigas mem stuma The way in which to save oneself from the sin that crouches at the door, the Rebbe tells us, is not to only engage in the mem psucha, in the reveal dimensions of Torah, but also to engage in the mem sesuma, also to engage in pnimiyas haTorah. And then, if we manifest the quality of Yitzchak, if we manifest the quality of Gvura, if we manifest the quality of overcoming, together with our study of Pnimiyas haTorah, we'll be able to overcome any spiritual challenges which threaten us and stand to destroy us. Let's summarize this Sicha. The Pasuk in Parashas Pinchas tells us, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyim. Pinchas, the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKoyim, saw. Vayakam mitecha eda, and he stood up from amongst the assembly. Vayikach rimach biyode, and he took a rimach, a spear, in his hand. The Zohar, Zohar HaKadosh, has two inferences that it makes in this pasuk on daf Reish Lamed Vav and Reish Lamed Zayin and Zohar Chelikim. The first is that it's notable that Pinchas' name here is spelled with a yud, meaning the name Pinchas can be written with a yud or without a yud, and here it's with a yud. So that's the first notable point. The second notable point is it says Vayar, he saw something, and the Zohar wants to understand what exactly it is that Pinchas saw. And third, it says that he took a spear. So now the Zohar takes these one by one. Vayar Pinchas. Pinchas saw. What did he see? So Zohar explains, it's not just that Pinchas saw the actions, the immoral actions, the promiscuity that was taking place between Zimri and Cosby, between the Jewish prince and the Midianite princess, but rather it's that Pinchas had a spiritual vision. He had a metaphysical vision. The Zohar says that Pinchas saw a mem. He saw a bloody mem in the air, meaning he sensed a mem. So what did Pinchas do? He responded to the mem. What's the mem? So Zohar explains that the mem is associated with Moves, with death, and the angel of death. So when Pinchas saw the mem, he knew that the angel of death was coming forth to manifest. Now, how does the angel of death construct itself according to the teachings of Kabbalah? How does it construct itself? So you need the Hebrew letter Moves, death, in order to construct death. So you have the mem, which is around, but the mem needs the vav and tav. Where did the vav and tav come from? So in Sefer Bereishis, in the narrative of the Chet Eitz Hadas, the original sin and the original time that human beings die, and that we learn that human beings will die, it says, mi pir yoy, that you're not meant to eat from the tree of the Eitz Hadas. So the mi pir yoy, the mem in the mi pir yoy, is a mem. And the Zohar tells us that mem is hovering over Adam Rishon's head. It's there, and it could manifest in all sorts of ways. And then we see in the narrative of the Eitz Hadas what happens further. There's the vav and the tuf, which happens in Vatera. Chava sees the tree. She sees the beautiful fruits of the tree of the Eitz Hadas. Then Vatikach Vatoichal, she takes the fruit from the tree and she eats it. And then Vatipakachna Einishnehem, she gives the fruit as well to the mission. And then both of their eyes are opened. Zohar notes that in each of these cases, there is a vav tav at the beginning of the word, of vatera, vatoicham, vatitin, vatipekachna. All four of these words begin with vav tav, and they join with the mem of mi per yoy to create the word maves, to create the word death. Meaning to say that sin, that immorality, can cause death to manifest. And we see that by the chet Eitz Hadas, which according to many commentaries does have something of a sexual motif, but meaning even if we take that out of the picture, there's still sin going on. And similarly, in the chet of Zimri and Cosby, the mem was getting ready to manifest in death for the Jewish people. So that's what Pinchas saw. That was Pinchas' vision. Now, why does it say that Pinchas, why is Pinchas' name, the Torah, spelled here with a yod and not spelled without a yod? Why is it not spelled in its more limited form of pei, nun, ches, samach? So the Zohar explains that the numerical value of Pinchas is 198. But if you add a yod, then the numerical value becomes 208. Now, Yitzchak, the name Yitzchak, also has numerical value of 208. And what does Yitzchak symbolize? Yitzchak, the Kabbalah tells us, symbolizes gvura, symbolizes strength, severity, punishment, the left side, the left dimension of the Sirius, the left dimension of the Eitz HaChaim, of the Tree of Life. Pinchas saw that unbridled, uncontrolled, the left, severity, punishment, was about to manifest upon the Jewish people. So Pinchas decided that he would channel the consciousness of Yitzchak Avinu, and he would be the agent who would manifest punishment in the world and manifest a localized punishment, so there would not be a globalized punishment directed towards Jewish people. So that's why the Zohar tells us Pinchas' name is spelled with a yod, to symbolize that he was channeling, he was manifesting Yitzchak Avinu in his act of zealotry against Zimri and Cosby, and thereby saving the Jewish people. And finally, what's up with Pinchas taking the Reimach, with Pinchas taking the spear? So Zohar explains that, as we said before, Yitzchak and Pinchas of the Yod come up to 208. That's fact one. Fact two is there's a mem floating around that's ready to manifest his death. But fact three is if you take 208 rather, and add 40 to 208, you get 248, which symbolizes the numerical value of Reish Mem Ches, 248, Reimach, a spear. So Pinchas taking the spear in his hand symbolizes that Pinchas is channeling the Midah of Yitzchak Avinu, is channeling Gevura, and he's arresting the activity of the angel of death. Now, this is truly a fascinating teaching in the Zohar, but how relevant is it to each of us on a daily basis, on a regular basis? So the Rebbe teaches in Lakot HaSichas, Chelik Beis, the third Sicha HaSophis for Parshas Pinchas, that it's actually quite relevant for all of us in our daily lives. And that's because, as Hashem told Cain in Sefer Bereishis, La Pesach Chatas Revitz, sin is always crouching at the door. Or, as the Pasuk in Tillim tells us, Soifer Yoshel HaTzadik U'mevakesh LaMisoi, the wicked man, the evil one, is looking out. He is staring to see what's going on with the righteous man and seeking to destroy him. He's seeking to destroy the righteous person. So the Rebbe tells us, based on the Sefer Kabbalah, based on the Sefer HaKadoshim, that above each of us, there's always a mem. There's always a mem. Death is ready to manifest in our lives. And one might think that that's only true for people who are not engaged in Torah study, for people who are not engaged in holy acts. The Rebbe explains that even Torah scholars have to be particularly careful, even those who engage in Torah study must be particularly careful, because the Gemara tells us, Zacha, if one is meritorious, Naisa le'sam chayim, the Torah becomes an elixir of life, Loi Zacha, but if one is not meritorious, then Naisa loi sam hamoves, Torah becomes a agent of death, it becomes a poison for a person. Now, the Gemara tells us that there's two types of mems. We have the mem pesuach, the mem which is usually at the beginning of a letter or in the middle of a letter, and that has an opening at the end. And then there's a mem sasu. There's a sealed mem at the end of a word. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, and the Gemara in Shabbos elaborates that a mem pesuach, a open mem, refers to a maimer pesuach, an open teaching, and a mem sasum refers to a maimer sasum, a sealed teaching. That is something of a cryptic Gemara. The Rebbe explains, Alpi Kabbalah, based on the Kabbalistic commentators, that Mem Pasuach, the open Mem, the Maimer Pasuach, refers to the revealed dimensions of Torah. And then the Mem Sosum, or Maimer Sosum, refers to the concealed dimensions of Torah, the Pnimiyas HaTorah, the interiority of Torah. Now, if one studies a lot of Torah, they're getting involved with a lot of mems, with a lot of maimorim, a lot of mems. And these mems, the Rebbe says, are fundamentally value neutral. All that Torah you're studying can either be an elixir of life, or it could be an elixir of death. Particularly, says the Rebbe, sometimes people who study a significant amount of Torah become haughty. They become overly confident. They think they're smarter than Shulchan Aruch. They don't have to follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and they can cut corners. They can do what they want, given that they know so much Torah. And then a person might follow the path of Vatera. They'll have a desire. They'll want to look at something. They'll want to begin following a certain path of ideation or edging towards a certain mode of behavior, and they'll say, I'm only looking from without, I'm not engaging in the forbidden act. But too often, says the Rebbe, a person will go from Vatera to Vatoichal, to eating, to engaging in the forbidden act. And then they will not stop by destroying themselves by engaging in problematic behaviors, but they'll also engage in Vatithin. As we saw from these words from a story of the Chet Sadas, that a person will engage in giving and sharing the evil with others and destroying others as well. And then finally, at the end of it all, when people come to their senses, Vatipakachna in Ishnam, their eyes are opened, Vatiriki Irumim Haim, and they will see that they are naked. I mean, they'll see that they are lacking all that which they could have developed. They are lacking clothing in that they haven't built themselves, haven't built the world, haven't made the world into a garden, but they've left the world a barren jungle. They've left their inner lives a barren jungle. So, Torah studying in its own right is not a clear antidote, is not a clear path to spiritually succeeding in life. And in fact, Torah study could ultimately be a dimension, it could ultimately lead one, or it could ultimately facilitate one's spiritual deterioration. So what's the antidote to this? So let's go back to the mem. The Rebbe says this idea of the maimer sosu, the sealed teaching. And the sealed teaching indicates, the sealed teaching represents pnimius hatera. The Rebbe says if one engages in pnimius hatera, then that will, the interior of Torah, that engagement will save one from the mem becoming an agent of death, the mem studying Torah, connecting to evil or allowing one, facilitating one, engaging in bad behavior. Now one has to wonder. We've certainly heard stories, or if we haven't heard stories, we can find out about such stories, of people who studied prodigious amounts of Kabbalah, and unfortunately even prodigious amounts of Hasidus, and they committed very great sins. They may have committed even the three great sins of promiscuity, of idolatry, of paganism, and of murder. So how could it be that somebody would study Kabbalah and Hasidus and not be saved from death, not be saved from engaging in these behaviors? So for this, it's helpful to invoke a teaching of Mendel Vitebsk, of Nachum Mendel Vitebsk, in Sefer Priya Arts. And Mendel Vitebsk explains as follows. When it's said that Pnimius HaTorah, the interiority of Torah, is sosum, when it's said that it's sealed, it's said that it's nistar, it doesn't mean that the teachings in Pnimius HaTorah are challenging to decode. Like we learned the Zohar, and you see the Zohar is engaging in all of this very intricate textual commentary and hard to follow, and you have this whole system and the gematrias, it's challenging. So Pnimius HaTorah being nistar, being hidden, doesn't mean that it's difficult to understand. Because that's the case, says Mendel Vitebsker. Tosfos is also often very hard to understand. Or to use more contemporary examples, the teachings of Rav Chaim Brisker, of Shimon Shkop, are also quite challenging. So for many people, those teachings are nistar, because people are not able to access those teachings. People are not able to understand those teachings. So nistar must not be about how arcane the teaching is, but it must be about something else. So Mendel Vitebsker explains that Pnimius HaTorah is about cultivating an inner experience, cultivating connection. It's not just about getting more information. but it's about truly connecting with Hashem and truly connecting with one's core self, with one's unique self, with one's inner self, and understanding oneself and then being able to engage in acts of transformation, of inner self-transformation. So when the Rebbe tells us that the antidote to Torah becoming a poison, to Torah destroying us, to Torah not serving its purpose, is studying Pnimius HaTorah, he doesn't merely mean that we should chug a lot of Ma'amari Chasidus, that we should read Likutei Moran from cover to cover, or read Likutei Torah Sfas Emes from cover to cover, and become big academic experts in these domains. But rather, given that Chasidus speaks the language of the soul, it speaks the language of the consciousness, unlike Halacha, which very often speaks in more formal, rigid categories, and which are extremely important as well, meaning, as we learn in many places in Chassidus, that Halacha is considered the body, and Chassidus is considered the soul. But that said, if a person engages in the soul of Torah, and thereby transforms, elevates, and refines their own soul, then Torah will not be an agent for harm, but rather it will be an agent of self-transformation, an agent for good, an agent of elevation for oneself and for the entire world.